For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. The Kentucky Division of Water is looking for owners and users of private drinking water wells across the state to participate in groundwater testing. It's part of a targeted study to determine if domestic water wells are being impacted by events of nature and/or human-influenced pollution. Dan Modlin talks with David Jackson, the supervisor of the Division of Water's groundwater section.
David, what are some of the more common types of contamination found in private water wells in Kentucky?
You usually have your bacteria, both the inorganic and the organic type. The inorganic bacteria is typically nuisance bacteria that can cause problems with odor and taste and color of the water. And then you have the organic bacteria that, like the E. coli and fecal coliform, that are used as indicators to tell us whether the water is safe to drink. Then you have metals. We have metal contamination at times, just depending on where we are. Some chlorides, depending on how deep your well is, we can tend to have chlorides. And then there's a variety of organics and volatile organics and semi-volatile organics that, if you're living close to old disposal sites or landfills or things like that, that may contaminate your groundwater. But overall, if you're not located close to a source like that, the biggest problem is with coliform bacteria getting into your water that can make you sick.
Now, David, how often do you recommend that someone have a private well tested?
We would recommend that you have your well tested for coliform bacteria at least twice a year, just to make sure. If you can't do it twice a year, at least once a year to make sure that the water is safe. If you're following, we have some guidelines on our website that help you determine how to disinfect your well. And if you're following those steps, then, you know, once a year, the health department come out and check your well for fecal coliform or E. coli would probably be sufficient.
And I understand you're looking for individuals across the state who would like to have their private water wells tested, either for an upcoming study or perhaps one in the future on water well quality.
We have a grant with USEPA where we go out and conduct studies to kind of determine if Clean Water Act information is being sent out and conducted to ensure that the public is drinking clean water. As part of this grant, we decided that we would look at private drinking water wells because they're not regulated through the Clean Water Act. Public water systems are, but private drinking water systems aren't.
Now, at least in the initial study, you want to test about 200 wells. Is there any charge for the individuals who agree to have their wells tested?
No. They will not. This is something that we're doing in-house, and we just want to identify wells and try to get a handle on if there is a problem out there with our citizens drinking bad water. And the whole idea of the study is designed to look at their wells, determine if there's a problem. If there's a problem, notify them of the potential impacts to their health and help them to clean their systems up.
David, if someone in our audience would like more information about participating in one of these water well testing studies, what would you recommend?
They need to contact the Division of Water. They need to contact Susan Millett, and you can call her at 502-564-3410 and ask for, or you can send her an email at susan.millett@ky.gov. MALLETTE.
That email address again, susan.millett, MALLETTE, at ky.gov. The website for the Division of Water can be found at water.ky.gov. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.